Our country driver tonight is Lydia Burton, host of ABC's Country Hour in the Northern Territory. Welcome to RN Drive.
G'day, PK.
So an Indonesian marketing company is planning to sell Australian beef online. What's the story here?
Well, look, it's really interesting. I've just returned from a trip to Indonesia myself. And so currently in Indonesia, there's 260 million people. And there's two ways that they get their beef at the moment. They get them at a wet market, which is like your fresh food market, but all the beef is, it's like an open butcher, basically. So the majority of those 260 million people that can afford to eat beef, they go to the wet market. And then a very, very small percentage, well, it's still a lot of people, around 10%. That's still 26 million people. But 10% of the extreme wealthy people go to a supermarket to buy their beef. So this company has come along and they've decided that the future of agriculture and the beef industry in Indonesia is in online sales. So they're creating a third way for consumers to buy their beef, and it's through this online website. And literally, you go to this website, this is what they're hoping to create anyway, it's still in the making. You go to a website and it says that there'll be a live shipment consignment of Australian cattle coming next week. You have a look at the photos of them, go, yeah, they look all right. I reckon they'd, you know, end up as good beef. Click on them. Then you go through, rightio, I want a roast out of this, out of the rump, and I want some T-bone steaks, and you choose the cuts of beef you want, and then you simply wait for the beef to show up at your house. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. How would making Australian beef available online make a difference to the market? Is this a real game changer?
It is from an Australian perspective. The live cattle trade between Indonesia and Australia has really struggled over the last 2 years because of increased competition in the Indonesian wet market. There's been an introduction of cheaper meat from India. It's been buffalo meat, and they're mixing it up with Australian beef. So you can't actually tell if you're buying Australian beef or Indian buffalo, which Indonesians really see Australian beef as the absolute pinnacle. You know, it's just the best of the best stuff. So they do want that. So in terms of creating a distinctive market for online, you know, and it's only going to be Australian beef, that's going to have a good effect on the Australian live cattle trade, according to this company anyway. They think, you know, because it will be branded Australian beef, consumers will seek that out, and it'll boost, you know, the demand for our cattle over in Indonesia. And also, there is this growing middle class in Indonesia and that appetite, you know, to be able to afford the finer things in life. And so, you know, if they can be going around and saying that they're eating Australian beef, it seemed to be, you know, if we got around in a flash car or in flash clothes, it kind of shows, you know, their status in society.
Let's move on to another story, a mystery that's actually been going on since February. Can you bring us up to date on the events surrounding 16 pony deaths in Tasmania?
Yeah, this is a really sad story. Back in January, these polo ponies had just competed in Tasmania, and they made their trip back on the Spirit of Tasmania, the ferry. They were on a truck and they drove for an hour, and the driver of that truck decided that there was something a bit unusual, so he pulled over and he found that they had died. Now, all 16 ponies ended up dead, and so the Department of Primary Industries Minister in Tasmania, she launched an investigation into the death, as you would, you know, 16 horses dead. So that investigation has been going on for a couple of months now. And at this stage, even though there's a lot of interest, you know, everyone wants to know what happened to them. And of course, how can you prevent something like this happening in the future? But to this stage, no details have been released as to what has happened, you know, or where that investigation is at. Any kind of idea as to sort of what went wrong for them?
Will we find out how long before we know the cause of death?
Well, again, the Minister for Primary Industries, Sarah Courtney's her name in Tasmania, she said that she is not going to outline a timeline on this. It's an independent investigation, and she says, in her words, it would be inappropriate to create a deadline. And it's interesting because the RSPCA were one of those calling on the Tasmanian government to release details of this investigation. And they've actually come back out and said, actually. We know what these complex investigations can be like, and it could take years. So we're happy to wait for the department to give us more details when they can.
Be good to know. Lydia, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, PK.
Lydia Burton is the host of the ABC's Country Hour in the Northern Territory. We had a Twitter poll. Would you give your 16-year-old self the right to vote? 33% said yes, 67% said no. So far, you can head to our Twitter page at RN Drive and tell us what you think. Would I give my 16-year-old self? It's news time.